101.3 WIBD AM 1470. Sowing the Seeds of Love. That's a good plan, I guess. Tears for Fears. 1989 on that one. Rick Jensen with you. We're coming up on 8:15. High school basketball last night. It was the big game, the big cross-hall rivalry. And East came out on top, 51-49. They were tied at the half. Was quite the game last night, from what I understand. On tap for tonight, Kettle Moraine Lutheran boys are at Campbellsport, Waupun is at Ripon, and Winneconne is at Plymouth if you're looking for high school boys basketball action tonight. Closer to that, well, we have a community conversation this morning here in the studio, and we have guests from the Volunteer Center of Washington County and also from Elevate. So I'm going to have my guests go ahead and sign in, if you would, please.
Sure. I'm Becky Chemnitz. I'm the office manager at the Volunteer Center.
I'm Michelle Spettle, marketing specialist with the Volunteer Center.
And good morning. I'm Mary Simon. I serve as executive director for Elevate.
Good to see everyone this morning. A little patchy snow out there causing little spots on the roads, huh?
It certainly is.
Well, I'm glad everybody made it in safely, so that's good. And I guess, where do you want to start? Do Good Bus getting ready to head out again?
It is. Our February ride will be on the 15th, 9 to noon. Our clue this time is a place for everything and everything in its place. We know many people have plans for Valentine's Day, but the ride will be done by noon, and you'll spend the rest of your day knowing the community is in love with the work that you put in the morning.
Ah. All right. And but there are still seats available for this one.
There's still seats available, but they fill up really quick. So
okay.
Sign up soon.
All right.
So we're unveiling a few new products in the hub coming up tomorrow. So I actually got to taste one of these coming up, and it's delicious.
Okay.
So it's the middle of the winter, and we all need maybe a little warm-up or
a change
of pace.
Absolutely.
So we're throwing out a few new drink specials, including, this is the one I got to try, the Tiramisu Mocha. And it's vanilla and hazelnut and a chocolate latte with a little espresso powder sprinkled on top, and it was absolutely delicious.
That sounds good.
Actually, I got to try a number of these. The sage cardamom, which is a sage cardamom syrup with oat milk, and it was lovely. The golden milk, which is a turmeric ginger chai that we have on our menu always, but with some honey and coconut milk, and that was also really delicious. And then we have two steamers, which means it's a hot drink. One is called the Winter Berry Steamer. It's steamed lemonade with hibiscus tea. And the other is the Citrus Spice Steamer, which is steamed lemonade with ginger lime tea as well. So it's they're delightful. They kind of feel like if you had a little scratch in the throat.
That's what I was just thinking, is that that'd be good to have. I should,
yeah,
should get a bottle of that and just keep it over here, a jug of it. Thermos. There we go.
Yeah.
That's the word I was looking for.
The other thing that we're unveiling tomorrow, which we are really excited about, is our signature tomato bisque soup, which was created by Wisconsin Soup Company.
Soup Company, yeah.
And it's just at the hub. This is a soup that was created just for us. You can only have it at the hub. It's tomato bisque, and it's delightful. And then we also, with that, have a pesto sun-dried tomato grilled cheese on a sourdough bread. You can get that in all kinds of combination, cup of soup, bowl of soup, half a sandwich, full sandwich, on some chips.
Tomato soup and grilled cheese is one of those great all-time Wisconsin lunches, isn't it?
It is, and it is so good.
So good.
We've had to taste test it.
Well, you know.
It's one of the perks.
There we go. True.
Coming up in the hump, we have our Super Power Hour, Wednesday, January 29th. This is an opportunity for our little superheroes to come on in and do a kindness project that will affect our community in a positive way. This is built for 3 and up, ages 3 and up.
Okay.
And I just want to do a little shout out for a volunteer opportunity with Wellspring. That is an organic farm in Newburgh area. They're doing some renovation to their guest house. It's the place that people stay when they come and do workshops or learn how to be an organic farmer. And I've been in there, and it needs a little TLC. So they'll be changing out some flooring, removing some wallpaper, painting, and freshening up the walls. So they're looking for for people. There's two dates, February 1st, February 21st. I'm sorry, let me repeat that. February 21st and February 22nd, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and they have different shifts. You don't have to be there the whole day. You could do half day. So reach out to Wellspring if you are handy and can lend a hand.
Want to find out more from them.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Well, then we should probably shift over to our guest from Elevate. Good. How are you, Mary?
I'm great. I'm going to the Hub for grilled cheese and tomato soup. It's my favorite.
I'm disappointed.
I'm doing great, and I really appreciate the opportunity to kind of come in and talk a little bit more about Elevate and what we do and how the Volunteer Center helps us. They've been a great asset to our organization, and so we're thrilled to have them as a partner. For those of you who don't know what Elevate does, we work with individuals with a substance use disorder or a mental health disorder, and we do a variety of different things focused on preventing those problems from occurring in the first place, all the way to providing support for people with an addiction. Our big news is that we're really excited about, that all of our partners are really excited about, is that Washington County will be starting up our first drug court here. And so we'll be working with individuals that are in the criminal justice system that are there because of an addiction, and which led to criminal behavior. And it's the goal of the program is to get people out of the criminal justice system into treatment and into recovery. And so we're working with a variety of partners, the Human Services Department, the District Attorney's Office, the Circuit Court System. So we're really excited about this opportunity to help more people.
It's really a great move forward for not only for your organization, other organizations, but our community.
It is.
It's exciting.
It's very much needed, and we're thrilled to be able to be a part of it. So we're excited about that.
Unfortunately, I think you'll have plenty of participants.
Yes, unfortunately, we received some federal funding to do it, and so we were spending the first 3 months of the grant getting ready, and we already have a couple of referrals, and the program technically isn't even really ready to start yet. So unfortunately, there's people out there that need our help, but we're grateful for the opportunity to do something to help them.
Judge Martins has been a big push for this, right?
Yes, Judge Martins is a huge advocate for working with individuals with an addiction, and he's been a great partner along with Mark Benson from the DA's office and the Sheriff's Department and Human Services Department. Lots of people that are wrapping their arms around these people, and so we're excited about that.
So we just highlighted a bunch of people that are on board with Elevate, but you also use a lot of volunteers.
We do. We do a ton of volunteer. We have a ton of volunteer opportunities. We do probably the two biggest things that we work on is we have some community coalitions that are out there for people who want to get involved and do something about opiates and the heroin issue and even alcohol and drugs. And so we have some task force or the heroin task force and the prevention network, which are great opportunities for people to come get involved, volunteer, learn the kinds of things that can happen as far as advocacy and those kinds of things. So, and then the Volunteer Center and their Do Good Bus always joins us for our major fundraiser in the summer. We do a 5K, 10K quarter marathon and a half marathon on the Eisenbahn Trail, and Do Good Bus comes out and cheers all of our participants on.
I've been on that ride a few times, and it is so much fun. We drop off snacks and water to volunteers along the route, but more importantly, cheer on the people, the runners, and it's just, you feel so good after you've spent the day with that fundraiser.
Yeah.
It's really great.
And we always get huge feedback from the participants. We have usually around 500 people that come from all over the country. And so one of the common things that we hear is how great our volunteers are. So that has everything to do with the Volunteer Center.
You have an event coming up before that, however, correct?
We do. We have a gala on February 21st that's going to be held at the Museum of Wisconsin Art. It's an evening event. There'll be hors d'oeuvres and lots of opportunities to participate in some fundraising efforts. We have an auction. We'll have a silent auction. We'll have a voice auction. We'll have some other sorts of things going on, and we're excited about that as well.
It's a Mardi Gras theme.
It is a Mardi Gras theme, so people can wear their masks. Maybe they can come to the Volunteer Center, and they can help build or make some masks.
There you go. There's a project.
So, yep, it is a Mardi Gras theme, and we're really looking forward to this. This is the first time we've done this type of event, and we hope that people come out and join us, and another way to support our agency.
And again, if people want to find out more about Elevate,
they can visit our website, which is www.elevateyou.org, or they can give us a call at 677-2216.
And your building is located actually in Jackson, which you mentioned to folks.
We are officially, yes, our main office is located in Jackson.
So, all right. All right. Mary, again, thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And again, thanks to the Volunteer Center, and I'll see you all at the Hub later on.
All right. Sounds good. Do we have some needs of the week this week?
We do. We need a hospice visitor. The Cathy Hospice is looking for people to bring some joy simply through their company to a hospice patient. Volunteers should be at least 18 years of age.
This is Beyond the Canvas. Citizen Advocates of Washington County has partnered with Beyond the Canvas to host a drop-in hours on the second Friday of each month, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., and volunteers who are at least 18 years or older are needed to help works of art projects with the members of the community and with the disabled. So there is a cover cost for the project. It's $10, but you can find out more about that either on our website or by contacting Citizen Advocates.
And our last one we'd like to highlight today is group build dates. These days are for Habitat for Humanity, Washington and Dodge Counties. You need to be at least 16 years of age. Individuals or groups at any level, experience level, are encouraged to come and help on an active build site. Tools and training are provided if needed. Please bring your own snacks and beverages.
All right. That sounds good. But now, if those opportunities maybe aren't exactly what you're looking for, I'll bet there's a place where you could find more than 200 other volunteer opportunities.
Of course, at our website, volunteernow.net. Our Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn are all attached to these volunteer opportunities as well. And you can certainly give me a call if you need any help finding a volunteer opportunity at 262-338-8256.
And they can also stop in at the Volunteer Center or the Hub located at
303 Water Street. That's on the roundabout near downtown West Bend. And we hope to see you in for a new warm drink or some tomato soup.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Did we get everything covered?
I think we did.
All right. Let's mention the website again for Elevate one more time, Mary.
Yep, it is elevateyou.org.
All right. And volunteernow.net would be the Volunteer Center website.
Correct.
See, I'm going to pick up on this stuff. You can't get this by me most days. All right. Thank you all for coming.
Thanks,
Mary,
for
and Becky
us.
And Michelle. And I'll let you go back out into and play in the snow, I guess, on your way to go get your grilled cheese. 101.3 WIBD, AM 1470.
The Trump administration is coming out with new visa restrictions aimed at limiting a practice known as birth tourism. That's when women travel to the U.S. to give birth so their children can have U.S. citizenship. Republican Senator Tim Scott has a theory on why Democrats are pushing the impeachment trial in the Senate.
The conclusion is a very simple one, that the goal of this entire process is not to remove the president from office, it's simply to remove...